بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It is a privilege to present this evening's principal report for 2025 as we gather to honor our eight graduating Huffaz. Their accomplishment is something truly special. As we celebrate, it is important that we keep our wider ummah in mind. In Gaza and Syria, families have returned to homes that no longer stand, facing the bitterness of winter without shelter. Only a few days ago, a nine-month-old baby girl Rahaf, passed away from the intense cold. These are the realities our brothers and sisters face every day. Here at home, Allah has blessed us with peace, stability, food, water, warmth, things millions are deprived of. These blessings should humble us, fill our hearts with gratitude, and strengthen our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. The resilience of the people of Gaza in Syria is a reminder that faith, iman, yaqeen, and sacrifice are never in vain. Today, Syria has been freed from years of oppression, and Gaza sees a ceasefire, victories granted only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will always rise again. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will always rise again. When we reflect on the perseverance and strength shown by the people of Gaza and Syria, one powerful lesson stands out, and that is their deep connection with the Quran Majid. Many of those on the front lines are Huffaz of the Quran. They live with the Quran. They recite it constantly and complete the recitation regularly. At the same time, despite extreme hardship, the children of Gaza, living in tents and difficult conditions, are memorizing the Quran in their hundreds. I recall a moment from the early years of the Syrian conflict when I was at the Turkey-Syria border. During a house visit, we met a refugee family. The father was completely paralyzed, confined to his bed, yet surrounded by his children. Despite his condition, he was teaching them the Quran. And that image remains deeply engraved in my heart and mind. The people of Sham teach us a profound lesson. The Quran is not only for times of ease, but a source of strength, guidance, and success in the most difficult moments. Their lives remind us that true resilience comes from holding firmly to the Quran and making it the foundation of our lives. This is a lesson we must reflect upon and strive to instill in our students and families. Closer to home, we face our own challenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed South Africa with thousands of young Huffaz, yet interest in HIFZ is declining. Many children feel pressurized into HIFZ, whilst others are distracted by academics or activities that take priority over their HIFZ. These pursuits have their place, but when the Quran becomes secondary, the purpose of HIFZ is lost. Memorizing the Quran is not a quick achievement. It is a lifelong relationship that demands sincerity, discipline, and heart. Alhamdulillah, we come together tonight to celebrate another year of immense progress. Darul Quran Institute remains committed to its vision, that is to raise children who not only memorize the Quran, but live it. This year has been a year of growth, hard work, and many milestones at Darul Quran Institute. We had 110 learners, 90 boys and 20 girls who were taught and guided by 16 dedicated asatiza and muallimat. We are blessed that 8 boys this evening will be completing their hifz inshallah. This is not just their achievement, but also the result of their parents' support and their teachers' patience and dedication. From our pre-hifz program, 15 of 23 boys and 3 of 6 girls progress into HIFZ. This transition is a major milestone, showing that our foundation program is working and preparing our students well for the journey ahead. Darul Quran Institute is not only a madrasa, but it has become a real center of khidmah for the community. Weekly Jum'ah at LMJ is facilitated by our asatiza and students. This gives our learners the opportunity to experience leadership and responsibility at a young age. Taraweeh was conducted at 5 different venues during the month of Ramadan, with more than 20 of our students and asatiza leading the salah. this is a blessing and a huge honor for our institute. Both Eid Salahs at LMJ were also managed and facilitated by the Al-Quran Institute. Our students perform daily imamat and azan, helping to build their confidence and shaping them for future khidmah in the community. One of our students, Hafiz Usaid Ahmad, who rendered the nazam this evening, he showed remarkable dedication by completing a full door of the Quran in one day. A full door of Quran in one day under the supervision of his ustad. This requires immense focus, discipline and love for the Quran. We hosted our annual alumni reunion attended by over 50 former students. This gathering allows us to reconnect with them, guide them and continue supporting them even after they graduate. Throughout the year, our learners benefited from several inspiring visits and programs. Mufti Meg addressed the students on the importance of good company, discipline and making the right choices in youth. We held Tarawih preparation workshops with Mufti Muhammad Rawat and Moana Zaid Manju, helping the students refine their recitation and understand the responsibility of leading Salah. The students receive uplifting reminders from Moana Riaz Day and Moana Khalil Patel of UK, both emphasizing character, sincerity and consistency in their deals. A father and son Qurbani workshop gave our boys a hands-on understanding of the Sunnah and the spirit of Qurbani. We were privileged to host visiting scholars from Australia and Jordan, allowing students to benefit from different perspectives and experiences from around the world. In October, our learners took part in a Ghazza charity drive which helped instill compassion, responsibility and awareness of the struggles faced by others. We are especially proud that five of our former students are now studying at university while still teaching and giving their time to the madrasa. This shows us that it's possible to balance academics and service to the Quran. Their dedication is an example for our younger students and a reflection of the values that the Quran aims to instill. As we conclude, let us remember that the true measure of a madrasa is not found in statistics alone, but in the hearts and character it nurtures. Every child is an amana from Allah, and the reward for their journey is shaped by every parent, teacher, and donor who supports them. On behalf of Darul Quran Institute, I extend my sincere gratitude to LMJ for the use of their facilities on a daily basis for the past 15 years. All our guests and attendees tonight, Masjid Al-Gilal for allowing us to host our Jalsas annually, our dedicated teachers, our parents and donors, and of course our students who are at the heart of this institution. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep Darul Quran steadfast, accept every effort, and make our children true ambassadors of the Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.